forecast on Talk 790 WWKY. About several hours of sunshine today, propelling temperatures toward 90. While some spots can still have a thunderstorm, there won't be near the amount of activity like we had yesterday. Partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, quite warm and less humid. High 88. Friday, sunny and warm, high 86. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi, and that's the exclusive AccuWeather three-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY.
74 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY.
You're listening to Talk 790 WWKY. Remember it.
Well, at least Joe Giacovino and I have confessed to being worrywarts. I worry about everything. And the more I worry, the more worried I get. And I know Joe's like that.
Oh, yeah. It's like a nasty, vicious cycle.
I know a lot of people that are worrywarts. I mean, I think you almost have to be a worrywart to work at this station half the time because you're always worried about something going crazy.
Yeah, or you're worried about losing your job.
There you go.
Which is a regular worry in radio.
Yeah, but not here because I you know what? I think in 4 years I fired anybody. One person. Fred. But we'll get into that later. My Fred. Guest is Reed Wilson. Reed, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good. Now Reed, and you live in North Carolina, which is it's a beautiful place to live. But even in a beautiful place like North Carolina, there's a lot of worrywarts.
Well, we worry that too many people will see how beautiful we are and move down here and crowd us out.
There you go. Too many people. I understand what you mean. Now Reed, what is a worrywart?
Well, people who worry are people who tend to have what we would describe as repetitious and unproductive thoughts. Over and over and over again, they'll say the same thing. People have a lot of reasons why they tend to worry. They think it's going to motivate them to get their work done, or they'll figure out a problem better, or they'll prepare themselves for the worst. But mainly, worries are ways to get people more anxious, more preoccupied by unnecessary thoughts, and far less productive than the normal person.
Now Reed, I think I've met people like this. I think there are people that like to worry.
Well, I think there's some people who have a genetic makeup that makes them prone to worry.
Mm-hmm.
So they turn out to look like they have a personality that's built like that, and that's probably somewhat true.
Yeah, because, I mean, there are just some people that if they couldn't worry, they probably couldn't lead any sort of a normal life.
Well, the position is worry to stay in control. As long as I'm thinking about what might happen and I'm vigilant and I'm watching, then I'm on guard and I won't be surprised. Of course, that doesn't quite work that way, but that's what people believe often.
Well, you've written a book called Don't Panic, and it's Taking Control of Anxiety Attacks, because some people worry themselves into a really bad, and they may not recognize it, but an anxiety attack.
Sure, and it's probably 3 to 6 million people in the country are going to have anxiety attacks so severe that they would get this diagnosis of panic disorder sometime in their life. So, you know, the anxiety disorders are really the number one mental health disorder in the country. We thought depression was number one and alcoholism was number two, but a major research study done in 1980 discovered really it's anxiety that's our worst villain out there.
Yeah, because, I mean, if people that worry and then they worry about worrying and then they start worrying about more things and things they never really have to worry about, and they just push themselves into this hole they can't get out of.
Right.
Now, if someone's listening that is like that, is a worrywart that can then push themselves over the edge like that, how do they get control of that?
Well, you know, part of what we want to do is decide whether a worry is a signal or it is noise. If your daughter hasn't come home from her date and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and she's only 11 years old, then it's appropriate for you to start worrying. But,
yeah.
So we want to make sure we know what's a signal and what's noise. So very often, if we just start and sit down and begin to problem solve what the worry is, instead of saying over and over again, oh, I hope there's nothing wrong, I hope I pass that exam, I hope I get that promotion, all that is problem identification phase. We want to go ahead and have people move on to, okay, if I don't get the job, then what will I do? Instead of continuing to pose questions, which is what worriers do, go ahead and sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and begin to generate answers. When you get stuck in that answer, very often you'll realize, oh, this is just noise. There's nothing I can do about that. You know, people sitting on the airplane worrying that the plane's going to crash. Well, it's a little late now, honey. I don't have a parachute and I can't get off. So, you know, these are times when you need to begin to distinguish, is this worry going to help me or not?
Of course, you know, in a plane, you have to worry, is it worry or is it just plain a fear or a phobia?
Sure, but even if it's a fear or a phobia, what those people do is worry.
Worry about their phobia.
Yeah, they worry. You know, is something going to happen? What's that smell? Why is the flight attendant scurrying down the... You know, they look at little data and they have it to feed their belief system. That mm-hmm. The flight attendant scurries down the aisle and they think, uh-oh, something terrible's wrong. Well, really, the captain wants another cup of coffee, and so he's hurrying there to serve the captain. So they misattribute a number of things. When you become vigilant for something terrible happening, then you start collecting all this data that makes you think, oh, yeah, it really could occur. So, you know, one of the ways that you overcome and control anxiety is you sacrifice attention. You simply learn and practice not to attend to such details so often.
Yeah, you've got to get some of that out of your mind. My guest is Dr. Reed Wilson. He's written a book called Don't Panic. It's Taking Control of Anxiety Attacks. And I think a lot of people have these, and they don't realize they're having them.
Sure. And, you know, they present their symptoms physically. And so 70% of people end up in the emergency room the first time they have a panic attack. They see 10 physicians without ever getting the appropriate diagnosis because they think it's a heart problem or breathing, lung problem, or some other endocrine problem until they finally get the right diagnosis.
Is it the doctors are looking for something more like a heart or a problem like that?
Into the emergency room on a stretcher and say, I can't catch my breath and there's a pain that's shooting down my left arm, the very first thing they're going to do is rule out the physical disorder. And
yeah.
Maybe they'll pat you on the hand and say, you're okay right now, go see your cardiologist. Well, by the end, the average person who actually has panic disorder spends $7,500 on unnecessary, useless tests trying to find out what this is. And plus, when you start having panic attacks, you yourself believe this is physical. So even when your doctor says you're fine, you go to a specialist. And when the specialist says you're fine, you say, well, it's been 3 months. It could be a heart attack now. So it's hard to convince the person themselves that it's not physical.
Okay. All right. That's good advice. Now, doctor, when you feel a panic attack coming on, can you literally think your way out of it at that point, or is it too late?
Well, it's so fascinating, the treatment of panic, because it's relatively simple and it's absolutely opposite of logic. The principles that we want to tell people in panic, having a panic attack, is you simply stop, you let it happen. If you're really in good shape at the moment, you invite the symptoms to get worse. If your heart's racing, you say, come on, heart, try to beat faster. This is the principle that actually gets people well, because when you say, uh-oh, here comes my panic attack again, that causes secretion of epinephrine or adrenaline through the system, and the symptoms you're trying to get rid of just get worse. So we want people to lay back, relax, which is insane to tell somebody. You know, they think they're about on their last breath, and you say relax. That's how you know it's the right thing to do. And that's really the way that people will end up getting out of trouble. It takes practice, and you have to do it again and again. And sometimes people actually need medications to assist them in some of this work, because sometimes when panic attacks hit, you can't even get to work the next day. So medications at times can be useful, especially early on, to get some semblance of control. But then these kind of self-help skills are absolutely what we're going to teach people anyway.
Okay. The author of the book, R. Reed Wilson, is a PhD. He's written the book Don't Panic. It's Taking Control of Anxiety Attacks. It's published by Harper Perennial. That's a division of HarperCollins, and it'll be in the bookstores. And is there an 800 number or a website they could order this book, Doctor?
Sure, the 800 number is 800-394-2299.
394-2299. Is there a website?
We have a website called anxieties.com.
Anxieties.com. Okay. Dr. Reed Wilson, and he's written this excellent book, Don't Panic, and I appreciate you being with me.
Thank you.
All righty. Now, we have two copies of the book, Don't Panic, by Reed Wilson. If you would like a copy of that book, be calling number 17 and 18. at 571-9959. Free call, GTE Wireless, star 790-571-7900. We'll open up all the lines. If you would like a copy of the book, Don't Panic by Reed Wilson, 571-9959. Free call, GTE Wireless, star 790 and 571-7900. It's 815. Traffic and AccuWeather is coming up next on Talk 790 WWKY.
Stu Williams. Talk 790 WWKY.
Talk 790 WWKY, where talk is everything. Your opinion goes right here.
All you guys do is you question and you criticize.
Take Talk 790 WWKY with you. We're talking day and night about the things that matter to you most.
There's so much as a sneeze out there, I want to feel the mist.
More than just the headlines. Talk 790 WWKY breaks it down and dissects it.
We hope to achieve exciting new techniques.
Hot personalities and strong opinions. Talk 790 WWKY. WKY
816 at Talk 790 WWKY. Traffic and AccuWeather together, brought to you by Norwalk, the furniture idea store on Hurstbourne Lane in the Hurstbourne Taylor Shopping Center next to Pier 1. Norwalk, you dream it and they'll build it. Aaron, how are we doing?
We do have quite a few problems, although the good news is the crash is cleared on 64 East just before the Sherman Minton. But we still got the left lane blocked on the bridge because of construction, so you're still backed up all the way to Greenville ramps. We got cleanup continuing on the overturned truck in the Fern Valley Collector of 65 North, just before Fern Valley Road. You got a truck that was flipped over. He was towing some porta potties, so it kind of made a mess out there. Plus, we got a crash on Southbound Dixie at Mormon Road. Police and EMS on the scene at that spot. And if you're heading out 64 West on trying to get on the ramp to Blankenbaker Road, there's a stalled semi on that ramp, but that's backing up your 64 West run all the way out to the Snyder Freeway. And now through July 18th, Rite Aid's offering one-hour photo processing for just $6.99 on twin prints. See store for details. Not available in all locations. Rite Aid, it's not just a store, it's a solution. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
All right, here's a Talk 790 WWKY exclusive AccuWeather three-day forecast from meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Sunny today, the high 90. There could be some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 72. Less humid tomorrow, the high 88. And then sunny on Friday, the high 86. 74 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY.
Don't miss Sears Appliance Super Sale. Great buys on top names. Plus 0% finance charge till January 99 on all appliances over $399 with your Sears card. That's no billing, no payments, and no finance charge. 0% offer ends July 11th. Regular Sears card terms apply after 0% period. APR on Sears credit products is 20.4 to 24%. Minimum finance charge 50 cents. Ask for this option in details. Excludes outlet stores and air conditioners. Hurry, Sears Appliance Super Sale only happens twice a year, and it ends July 18th.
Hi, I'm William Shatner, and when I first heard about Priceline, I said, you gotta be kidding. Name your own price for airline tickets?
It was easy. I called 1-800-PRICELINE, and now I'm going.
Not only was my price accepted, but I was booked on a nonstop flight both ways.
I told my neighbor, call 1-800-PRICELINE. It works.
Priceline.com just saved me. No 8-hour drive.
Visit Priceline.com or call 1-800-PRICELINE and name your own price for airline tickets. This is big, really big.
Nothing can slow down time, or can it? New medicines discovered by America's pharmaceutical companies have been approved for the treatments of Parkinson's disease, osteoporosis, stroke, and heart disease. This is good for patients and for our whole healthcare system. And here's why. Age-related disease has a very high cost. Its victims can become dependent and often end up in nursing homes. Medicines now in clinical trials could allow a person to remain independent longer, and experts estimate that if the onset of aging-dependent disease is delayed, $35 billion in nursing home costs could be saved. More than 175 new medicines for older people are now in advanced testing stages. That could mean savings to the government, insurers, and to patients. More important, it holds the promise of a better life for older Americans. A message from America's pharmaceutical companies, leading the way in the search for cures. For more information, visit our website at searchforthecure.org.
You with the thinning hair? You can have your hair back at no charge. Hair Club for Men's not about drugs or surgery. We're about a major breakthrough in technology where we add real human hair in with your own. Looks like it's growing from your scalp. You can have your hair back for free, and if you call 1-800-HAIR-CLUB now, you'll also receive a 3-day, 2-night vacation package at your choice of Marriott Resorts. Call 1-800-HAIR-CLUB. All you have to do is prepay for a basic club plan. Restrictions apply, so call 1-800-HAIR-CLUB.
You're listening to Talk 790 WWKY. Remember it.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm so lonely. There's only one horny intern, and my luck, it's a guy. I've been accused of sleeping with 75 interns. It's an out-and-out lie. It was only 50. And now Kenneth Starr is talking about impeachment. I need help desperately. What can I do?
First of all, get rid of all those damn tanks.
Are you President Nixon?
No, I'm Monica Lewinsky, you horny toad. I'd like to be the voice of your conscience, but you don't have one.
What can I do to stop lying?
Stop laying. Don't you realize you've had sex with every woman in the White House but the First Lady?
You're wrong, Tricky Dicky. Hillary and I make love almost every day.
Yeah, almost Monday, almost Tuesday. Bill, do you ever make love in the back seat of your car?
Yeah, but only when Hillary's driving.
Bill, when a woman is desperate for sex, what do you recommend?
B210.
B210? Is that a vitamin?
No, it's my room at the Washington Hilton.
Did you ever have group sex with Monica and Jennifer?
No, Tricky Dicky, I hate group sex.
Why?
Because after you're through, you don't know who to thank.
Goodbye, Slick Willie.
Goodbye, Tricky Dicky.
Oh, hi. Speaking of Tricky Dicky, that's my favorite subject.
Are you Liberace?
No, I'm the fruit of the loom. You know, I hate to say it, but I'm metaphysically attracted to you. Actually, I've had my eye on you and Michael Jackson for the longest time. And that Michael is a phenomenon. Where else but in America could a poor black boy from Detroit grow up to be a rich white woman in Beverly Hills?
Bob Sacra. What a great... That's a great, great CD.
I think it's Sacra.
No, Sacra. I said Sacra, they corrected
me. Oh, okay.
Me.
I couldn't remember which one you said that they corrected
me. Yeah, it's Sacra.
Okay.
And you can get that... What's the name of the CD, Joe?
It is called... What do I have to look at?
It's funny.
It's called Laughs and Sex and Scandals at the White House.
Yeah.
And you can get it at Holly Cook. And I think they've got a website, too, called www.celebrityallstar.com.
Yeah, that's a pretty... It's a funny CD. It's a very funny CD. That was just my favorite cut. That's called Bill's Nightmare. Anyway, it is 8:24 on Talk 790 WWKY.
Yeah.
Now, this happened last night, and of course, I slept through this, and...
Of course you did.
And Stan, you know something about this. Even though there was no tornado watch or warning, they let the sirens go off last night.
No.
You're saying no?
No, I said I know.
Oh, okay. I thought you went, No. I went, no, wait a minute. No, it happened.
Right around 8 o'clock-ish.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, one of the TV stations, I don't know which one, maybe someone can call and tell us, came on the air and they told people to take cover in their basement.
Yeah, it was it was confusing to me because I was wasn't watching TV at the time and the sirens go off and I thought tornado warning so
yeah.
I run to the radio and I hear nothing and I turn on the TV and all they have on is a thunderstorm warning.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, why are the sirens going or have I think missed something?
Yeah, I think that scared people and they keep doing that. If they do something like that, then when you really need the sirens to warn people about, like, a tornado,
mm-hmm.
then people are going to go, well, the last time they did this, there wasn't anything.
Well, actually, there were tornadoes. People were actually sighting tornadoes. They just were not touching down yet.
Well,
and honestly, I'd rather, if they see tornadoes forming and up in the sky, I'd rather they set the alarms off so I know to get down and into shelter before they actually hit the ground.
Well,
that's a little confusing as well, because a lot of times people think they see tornadoes when actually they don't.
Yeah.
And last night was a good example of that.
Yeah, the low clouds, and they thought it was a tornado, but there were no tornadoes. I mean,
there was nothing on radar.
No.
And we've got, the best that you can have around here.
Next-rad.
Yeah. And there was nothing to indicate that.
Gonad radar. I mean, they have every kind of rad radar. Yeah, it's incredible. But the one TV station, that was kind of funny. They said, go down to the basement, run for your lives.
Yeah.
But then they said there's no tornado warning. But if the sirens go off, you think tornado warning.
Well, yeah, that's why they go off, because there's a warning. But there wasn't any. And boy, you're really. I agree with you. I think you're if you start a practice like that, you're in a position of really creating an even worse situation.
But what happens if a guy at the edge of the county spots a tornado, calls into the fire department, but the National Weather Service doesn't issue the tornado warning itself until 15 minutes later? Well, then if you set those tornado warnings 15 minutes off, 15 minutes before the warning comes out, and the tornado's already on the ground for that 15 minutes, people have gotten in and taken shelter.
But then,
better safe than sorry.
But
Now, they will issue, they actually have, people that are trained to spot things. And in addition to that, according the way they got the system set up, they're going to issue a tornado watch long before, they get to a warning stage.
And, Joe, here's the deal. You were talking about that same guy. Well, what if he thinks he sees the tornado and it isn't? But see, what I'm saying is, if you keep setting those sirens off every time that happens, people are going to go, well, there's no tornado. They just set this thing off, because, mm-hmm. And people will just say, well, I'm not going to worry about it. I mean, it's like Colin Wolf.
I don't think we're ever going to get to a situation where there are so many false alarms that people will say, I'm not going to go down because it's just another false alarm. Honestly, if I were living in Jefferson County, I would rather, if someone sees what they think is a tornado before the warnings come out and they set the sirens off, I would rather they do that and better be safe than sorry. This way, if I'm in the basement for 10 minutes before the official warning comes out, and then they issue the warning and the tornado's already been on the ground, these things happen so fast.
There are some people that even that they do announce a tornado warning and stuff, they don't pay attention to it now, do they, Stan?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They really don't.
No.
And it's, they've plenty of them around here, where
you're right.
When the sirens and they've been spotted and they still ignore the stuff.
But yeah, by the way, we're going to talk a little more about this in the next segment after the news with Stan Cook. But I want to know what TV station got on and said people go down in the basement, I'm sure someone saw that last night.
Yeah, I don't know which one it was.
I wish the story in the Courier would have pointed out which station it was. But anyway, it's 8:28. Stan Cook has the news next.
G. Gordon Liddy.
There's an old saying amongst men, you may have heard it, and that is, show me a guy who doesn't know how to perform oral sex on his wife, and I'll show you a wife that I can take away from that guy.
I believe it.
All right.
I keep my end up all the time.
There you go. All right.
Take care.
You keep it up. Yes, indeed. Okay. Well, we got that little problem solved.
G. Gordon Liddy. Middays 10 till 2 on Talk 790 WWKY.
Closing costs, agency, listing fees, lead based paint disclosure, points, escrow. Do these terms confuse you? Arbitration, possession, origination fees, etc. The list goes on. There is no reason to be confused when selling or purchasing your next home. The real estate agents at Eline Realty Company are here to help you in your next real estate transaction. Let us make that move as smoothly as possible, because our agents get the job done. Shouldn't you be calling Eline Realty Company? Let us remove the stress so your next real estate move will be as peaceful as possible. Eline Realty Company, 895-6300. Serving you since 1913. 895-6300. Remember, for peace of mind in real estate, Eline Realty Company, 895-6300.
Have you been putting off painting your house? Good, you should.
Because with vinyl siding from Sears Home Central, you never have to paint your house again. Call for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-446-8224. Call now. Save $375 on select styles. Sears top quality vinyl siding will make your home's exterior virtually maintenance-free. Your house will keep that freshly painted look because vinyl siding from Sears never fades. And best of all, Sears is the nation's biggest name in vinyl siding, so your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So call Sears Home Central, 1-800-446-8224. Save $375 on select styles. Offer ends July 31st. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your salesperson for offer details and written warranty. So put off painting forever. Call now for maintenance-free vinyl siding from Sears, 1-800-446-8224.
Good morning at 74 at 8:30. I'm Stan Cook with news on Talk 790 WWKY.
Less thunderstorm activity today means hotter temperatures. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi, and the exclusive AccuWeather three-day forecast is coming up in minutes on Talk 790 WWKY.
Although there was no tornado warning, all 76 of Jefferson County's tornado warning sirens sounded around 8 o'clock last night. Officials say it was a matter of being more safe than sorry. Some Jefferson County residents said they saw a funnel cloud. About 5,000 Louisville Gas and Electric Company customers lost power at the height of the storm, but there was no major damage reported. A Louisville man insists the death of his infant daughter was an accident, but he decided to plead guilty to a charge of first-degree manslaughter and two counts of criminal abuse. A 14-month-old Louisville girl remains in critical condition after being shot in the head with a BB gun. An Eastern Kentucky PTA president accused of having sex with two teenage boys says she is not guilty and that she may have been the victim of sexual assault. The U.S. Secret Service is leaning toward an appeal of yesterday's court ruling that agents must testify in the Monica Lewinsky case. In the meantime, Linda Tripp is now the focus of a new investigation into whether her secret recordings of phone conversations with Lewinsky violated state law. More news in less than 30 minutes. Sports is next on Talk 790 WWKY.
Did you think you would never be able to afford a new home or accumulate enough of a down payment? Have you been told by a bank or mortgage company to come back in 6 months after you've straightened out your credit? Then call LDG Development. They have new homes in the McNeely Lake area in southern Jefferson County, offering non-qualifying loans with a minimum investment of $5,000. Call LDG at 638-0534 for more information. That's 638-0534. Move into your new house today. When you're ready to buy a home, you just pick it out and then go close on it, right? Wrong. The paperwork involved can be overwhelming. That's why you should call the law offices of Robert Salyers. They concentrate in real estate closings, title work, and real estate law, and will provide prompt, courteous service. You should be excited about getting your new home, not buried under mounds of paperwork. Leave all the details to the law offices of Robert Salyers, 6200 Dutchman's Lane. Call 452-9222. That's 452-9222.
Okay, look, parent to parent, let's be honest. Your kids are out of school for summer. You're scrambling for something besides TV, video games, or even movie rentals to keep them occupied. You need a lifeline. You need the Phonics game. And here's why. Now, the geniuses at the Phonics game have devised a way to increase your child or teenager's reading speed, their comprehension, spelling, their vocabulary, and they do it with a game. Now, that's important because if the Phonics game were not fun, you'd be wasting your time. I know I've played it. It's a lot of fun. Order it now while there's still enough summer left for the Phonics game to work its magic. Do it. They promise a full letter grade improvement in English on your student's next report card, or you get your money back. Get the Phonics game before it's too late. They'll send your child or teenager back to school with the Phonics game promise of better grades. With your order, you get the $30 comprehension game free. 1-800-734-READ. 1-800-734-READ. That's 1-800-734-READ. Call now. They'll give you a $20 summer discount.
This is your big game station, Talk 790 WWKY. The American League knocked off the National League in the All-Star game last night, winning 13-8. Roberto Alomar of Baltimore was the MVP of the game. He went 3-for-4 with a solo home run. In the meantime, it seems as though the search for a baseball commissioner will end tomorrow, with Bud Selig, president of the Milwaukee Brewers, expected to get the job permanently. The special executive session is set for tomorrow afternoon in Chicago, and Selig's fellow owners plan to elect him to the commissioner's post. In order to do that, he will need to get 75% of the 30 owners in order to be elected. And that's sports on your big game station, Talk 790 WWKY.
It is 8:35 on Talk 790 WWKY. Traffic and AccuWeather together brought to you by Al Strauss, Big and Tall Fashion Specialist for the Man of Dimension, located at the corner of 1st and Market. They have parking around back. Aaron, how we doing?
Not doing too well, actually. We've got a crash that is a clearing on North 65, actually in the Fern Valley Collectors, just before Fern Valley Road. A truck overturned. It was towing some porta-potties. I'll be cleaning that up for a while. Jackson at Oak Street is a crash site. So is southbound Dixie at Mormon Road, just south of Snyder. 64 East still backed up all the way towards the Greenville ramps at last check. That earlier wreck there at the bridge cleared, but the left lane is still blocked because of construction. And you've got a stalled semi on your ramp 64 West of Blankenbaker. Back in that run up onto the interstate all the way towards the Snyder Freeway. Save now with Intermedia entertainment packages starting as low as $39.95. Call Intermedia at 584-3500 today. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi with your exclusive AccuWeather three-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY. Several hours of sunshine and very warm today. Some places can still have a thunderstorm, the high 90. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and quite warm, but less humid, the high 88. Friday, mainly sunny and warm, the high 86. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi. That's the exclusive AccuWeather three-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY.
74 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY.
No boring 10 in a row. Talk 790 WWKY.
Last night, the sirens went off, but there was no tornado. There was no tornado warning issued by the National Weather Service. Mark Zorn, a spokesman for the Louisville Jefferson County Disaster and Emergency Services, said minutes after the they sounded the alarm, we wanted to be more safe than sorry, and I can see that. But I just think that you start setting the sirens off without any sort of a tornado warning, people are just going to start to ignore them more than they do now. Because I know a lot of people ignore them,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't even hear it. I was sleeping. I didn't even hear it.
No, I was still up, and I heard it. It just went on and on forever, and it was a very confusing situation because you hear the siren, you suspect a tornado warning, you know, and then you check, you know, with the, like I said, I check the radio, and there's nobody breaking in for anything. I turn on the TV.
Yeah.
No, we got a thunderstorm warning. Well, that was obvious because we had a thunderstorm going on, but no tornado warning, but the sirens are going off.
Yeah, I don't think
so.
They,
what do you do?
I don't think they should have done that. I mean, I know that it's best to err on the side of caution. I understand that. But, I mean,
well, we didn't even have a tornado watch to begin with. I mean, you know, these things go in stages. I mean, they're very cautious, to begin with when they see conditions, developing that might produce a tornado or something. You're going to have a tornado watch to begin with.
Were we even under a thunderstorm watch?
We had a thunderstorm warning.
A thunderstorm warning.
No, were we under a watch, though? Usually
prior to that, yes.
Yeah. Were we?
Yeah.
Because I don't even remember, because we watched the news from mm-hmm. 5 to 6:30, and I don't even remember seeing anything about a watch then.
Oh, yeah, there was one.
Yeah.
Was
there?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, now, because all the TV stations are up to their alligators in weather stuff, and they're all trying to be the weather authority.
Mm-hmm.
They have the little weather things at the upper
the
left-hand corner,
things,
I mean, you always know when something's going on. As a matter of fact, I would imagine that pretty soon one of the TV stations will start having the all-clear warning, because they'll have that on all the time unless there's a bad weather warning.
Yeah, really.
There is no bad weather. Skies are clear.
Yeah, don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah.
They they have somebody whistling in the background. Don't worry. Be happy.
You can have all the electronic equipment and gadgets and high-tech forecasting equipment you want, but nothing substitutes for a good old-fashioned, oh, look, there's a tornado forming type of thing, where a guy in his backyard sees it and forming and touches down and calls and reports it.
Well, the problem with that is that mm-hmm. the vast majority of us out there, we think we see something and it's not there. They do have people out there who are trained spotters who know the difference between a funnel cloud and something that looks like a funnel cloud.
Well, apparently
and
they were...
many times people are mistaken when they see these things.
Apparently they were getting enough phone calls from people yesterday saying tornadoes have formed. They have not touched down, but they have formed. And in fact, when I was watching TV last night, because we had the satellite dish on, and the weather started getting bad, and we just turned the dish off and put local TV on because we wanted to see what was going on. I think we were on HAS, and they broke in, and they said there are no warnings. However, apparently there are some forming and not touching down. So
well, see, if they form and they don't touch down, there's no trouble.
Yes, there is, because what if they start touching down?
But look at the conditions you're in. You know, it's night. It's dark to start with. It's already storming. And now you're going to take an untrained eye and try to look in the sky and determine if that's a tornado or not. And frankly, most people are not trained to do that.
Well, you know, they were getting more than one phone call.
That doesn't matter. People,
sure it does.
No,
if you've got 10 people.
They have trained spotters out there that are trained to do just that. Not from the general public, but from trained spotters.
Okay, put yourself in the DES position. They get 10 final phone calls from different people saying, I saw a tornado form. Well, they don't set the sirens off. These aren't chain spotters. What if 10 minutes later they issue the tornado warning, the official warning comes down, but they didn't do anything, even though he'd been notified by 10 different people before that?
Well, Joe, and that is just part of the puzzle, though. They have all of the radar that money can buy, and nothing there showing up.
That shows up
in great detail. Nothing is showing up there.
They showed the radar last night, and the guy got on and said, this is a very intense storm. It could indeed be forming tornadoes. He showed the little red dot on the radar. And quite frankly, seeing that, I thought, you know, I'm glad they set those sirens off, because someone might have gotten downstairs before it got to be a big problem.
571-9959, free call, GTE Wireless, star 790. Do you think they should have set the sirens off last night, even though there was no tornado warning?
Yes.
Well, if they're going to set them off, there better be a tornado warning.
Yeah, there better be something official, because all they're going to do people are going to hear those finally, and they'll say, they're crying wolf again.
I don't think they're ever going to get to a position where they just start setting them off because one person calls
in
and goes,
last night.
I saw a tornado.
That's
well,
exactly
more, they got
what
more than one
night.
Call. They got more than one report.
Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. If you've got 10 different people calling in and saying, I'm seeing a tornado, what do? Do you sit there and twiddle your thumbs until you get the official response?
That's the whole thing. They have a system in place.
Yeah.
A very specific scientific system in place of determining when to set these things off, and you go in stages from severe thunderstorm warnings to tornado watches to tornado warnings.
This is
and
the weather. It doesn't follow stages. Stuff happens. You have to expect the unexpected.
I'm not saying the system is perfect, but I say you got to have a system, and it has to be reliable, which it, for the most part, is as reliable as it can be, and you got to follow it. If you just go by what somebody happens to see, then there is no reliability to it, and it's going to be set off all the time, and you're not going to know if it's a one there and one not.
Okay. What do you think about this? The sirens went off last night. There was no tornado. There was no tornado warning. Chad Swain, a Weather Service spokesman, said the agency issued no tornado warning for Jefferson County, only severe thunderstorm and flash flood warnings. Do you think they should have set the sirens off last night? Did you think when you heard the sirens last night, what did you think was happening? 571-9959, free call, GTE Wireless, star 790. Joe, what's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done it. I'm with Stan and you on this one.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Joe. Joe's a little bit out of shape about it.
Well,
I'm not attacking her, but I know people, I don't know, it ticked me off a little bit.
Did they set the sirens off?
Sure.
Okay. You think it? Why did it hack you off a little bit?
Okay, because now we're getting to the point we don't know what to do. You know, what sirens mean what? Is this for real, or is it just another cautionary warning?
Okay.
It's like hitting a panic attack. I don't know how to explain all
okay.
this, but
all
take
right.
care.
Okay, Joe, thanks. 571-9959, free call, GT Wireless, star 790. Do you think that the Jefferson County Disaster and Emergency Services did the right thing by setting the sirens off last night?
I think they did.
I don't think so. I think they keep setting them off with out warnings, official warnings, that people are just going to take these sirens and become very blasé about them. But we're going to check out traffic and AccuWeather together. But if you want to call, what do you think about this? Should have the sirens been set off last night? Give us a call. Joe's ready to man the phones, and or ready to woman the phones, and we'll be all ready to go.
I'm going to person the phones.
You're going to person the phones. Okay, all right.
Go. Stu Williams, your morning radio pal.
Talk 790
WWKY.
You're on the road more than ever before, and you need to know where the traffic tie-ups are between Dixie Highway and downtown.
Talk 790 WWKY now with traffic and AccuWeather together every hour from 6 in the morning till 7 at night.
You need accurate weather information because you're doing more outdoors than ever before.
Listen for Louisville's most accurate weather forecast and up-to-the-minute traffic reports hourly. Now, starting at 6 with Stu Williams in the morning, all the way through the Dave Ramsey Show at 7.
Traffic and AccuWeather together.
Talk 790 WWKY.
8:45 at Talk 790 WWKY, a little TNA together. Aaron is here.
Yep.
And it is being brought to us by, and of course I've turned to the sheet because I wasn't paying attention.
You know, I was filling in for you. Those things are just a mess. You need to organize that. You should type them up. You know, get like a, you know, get your secretary, your executive assistant to, you know, type those up very neatly.
Joe won't do it.
Oh.
Calibrase Plastic Surgery Center. Want to get rid of your frown lines and crow's feet around your eyes? Check out the new non-surgical procedure, Botox. It's painless and inexpensive. Call Calibrase for information, 629-5330. Okay, Aaron, how's that that porta potty deal going?
They're still cleaning that up. On
were those empty when they tipped?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they might have been empty, but it's a funnier if they weren't.
Oh, I know.
Ew.
You gotta call Hazmat. Call Hazmat. Get them out there.
That's pretty nasty. Actually, it looks like they're just getting that wrapped up. It was on North 65 at the Fern Valley Collector Lanes, but that has been taken care of. Plus, the crash on 64 East, the Sherman Minton cleared a while back. You're still slow back to 265 because of the construction, but it's seeing some signs of improvement. Jackson at Oak is a crash site, so is 3rd at Jefferson downtown. And still could have some sluggish traffic on 64 West, trying to get up the Blankenbaker ramps, but that stalled semi has also been taken off the ramp. Even the most high-tech communications start with a simple dial tone. The people of Bell South work around the clock to make sure that familiar buzz is always there. Bell South, nobody knows a neighbor like a neighbor. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
Here's a Talk 790 WWKY exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast from meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Sunny today, the high 90, but going to be scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 72. A little less humid tomorrow, the high 88. And then sunny Friday, the high 86. 74 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY. Well, I want to talk to you about L. Strauss Big and Tall. They're on the corner of 1st and Market in downtown Louisville. They've been in that same location for 100 years. John Ornstein is the current proprietor, and I'll tell you what, if you are a taller big guy, you need to do your shopping there at L. Strauss Big and Tall. If you're a bigger tall guy and you happen to work downtown, why don't you stop down there at lunchtime? Now, they have parking right in back. You don't have to worry about parking downtown Louisville to go to L. Strauss Big and Tall. If you're a bigger tall guy and you want to look good, you want the latest fashions from Dockers, Field & Stream, Chaps by Ralph Lauren, you've got to go to L. Strauss Big and Tall. They are the fashion specialist for the man of dimension for over 100 years. You need your clothes altered? They have expert alterations right there on the premises. Check it out today. Go to L. Strauss Big and Tall.
Oh, man, another round of golf with the father-in-law this weekend. BarnesandNoble.com. Search sports. Combat golf. That ought to level the playing field, or putting green. What I need is a secret weapon. Try fiction. Lying, cheating, and stealing. Up to 40% off and ordered in just one click. Perfect. The way I golf, I'll need every advantage I can get.
Barnes & Noble is now online at barnesandnoble.com and on AOL.
This is Charles Osgood with another example of how CNA helps people manage their risks and keep their commitments. Giving kids a chance to live out their dreams is just one of the commitments Little League Baseball makes. You see, CNA works closely with Little League Baseball by providing them with general liability insurance. CNA also covers the players, coaches, and volunteer workers with accident medical expense insurance. And even though not all of life's commitments are as rewarding as seeing kids fulfill their dreams, CNA can offer you a broad range of products and services for your business, home, auto, and life. With more than $60 billion in assets and over a century of experience, CNA can help you. Call today or visit CNA on the internet at www.cna.com. CNA, for all the commitments you make.
Talk 790 WWKY. Listen to us or we'll come to your house and gum you to death.
Oh, my God. Nice liner.
Thank you.
850 at Talk 790 WWKY. The emergency sirens sounded last night, even though there was no tornado warning or tornado watch. And I just don't think they should have set it off just for a thunderstorm warning. Now, you heard the sirens go off. What TV station told viewers to take cover in basements? Although it noted the National Weather Service hadn't issued a warning. What station did that? Because I wasn't watching TV last night. As a matter of fact, I didn't hear the sirens. I slept through it. If there would have been a tornado out in my end of town, I would have slept through it. I don't know. Bill, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right.
All right. Well, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that Joe and I are right on this, that you should use those sirens. That's what they're for.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
They are, when you hear a siren like that, to me it's a caution, and it says be aware of what's going on. Now, at that point, you can turn on the TV.
But they did, but nothing was there.
Well, now, was there something, you know, you got trained spotters, but do you have them all over the county, you know? The citizenry still can tell, possibly, if there's a funnel cloud or not, and if they're not sure, that's okay. You know, I'd like to hear about it. And the station, I don't think they said run down to the basement. They said there's a possible sighting. And
they advised residents.
This may be the time to go to the basement. If you're worried about
they told the viewers to take
funnel
cover.
Clouds in Louisville.
They told the residents to take cover. The thing about it is there were no tornadoes. There were no tornado watches or anything like that. I'm just saying if they use it like this, people are going to get to the point where, well, they always let these sirens off. There's nothing.
You're absolutely right. And in Japan, they're having a problem with the early warning forecasting for earthquakes. You know, they're getting these seismic happenings, but they're afraid to put them out because of just what you're saying.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, what's the use of watching this stuff if you're not gonna let them know?
Okay, Bill, I'm glad you called.
Okay,
take care, my friend.
All right.
Okay, Ken is a first time caller. Talk 790 WWKY. You're a police officer.
No. I'm a storm spotter with the National Weather Service.
Oh, okay.
There was police officers at Bardstown Road and Fagenbush Lane who thought they saw a funnel cloud.
Mm-hmm.
That was relayed to DES and not through the Weather Service first.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the sirens were set off. Because the police officer who have some storm spotting experience,
right,
thought they saw something.
But of course,
you know, these things can form so fast. All it takes is a wind shear.
Mm-hmm.
They had 70 mile an hour wind aloft. If it would have sheared and went sideways, you'd have had a problem before you could even turn the button on.
So you're one of the spotters for the National Weather Service.
Yeah.
Okay. Why didn't the DES check with the Weather Bureau?
Sometimes it just happens so fast.
Mm-hmm.
When the wind was coming through southern Indiana, they were clocking it up to 70 miles an hour. It
mm-hmm.
hit the Ohio River and panned out.
I see.
It just flattened out when it went across about a mile worth of water.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that happens.
Okay. Kevin, I'm glad you called, sir. Thanks a lot. Let us know that.
All righty.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Kevin, you're on Talk 790 WWKY.
Yeah, I agree with Joe also, because they form so quickly. And how many times, with all the equipment we have, they send people out the next day and they say, sure enough, it was a tornado that hit this area. You hear about that all the time. They can't determine until they go out and take a look at the damage and see if it was circular in fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the equipment can pinpoint brief touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And just one other thing, the thing that really screws me up, I'm a traveling salesman,
mm-hmm.
and back in April when because you cover such a large area on broadcasting, we kept getting the emergency broadcasting interruption, but they were down in central Kentucky. It was sunny here in Louisville.
I know that sometimes that happens, and when you cover a large area, you know, you got to be careful.
Well, that's being safer than sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but if it's in the listening area, we have the obligation to report it.
Right.
If it's not in downtown, you know, or Louisville or Jefferson County.
Yeah, and that's kind of the same thing that was happening last night. One other thing, though.
Yeah.
They give the counties on that, unless you're an astute geography major from Kentucky.